I swear, Edgar, if you touch me one more time, you'll draw back a stump. Honestly, in this heat, Edgar, get your pale womanly hands off of me. How much more plainly must I say it? I am repulsed by your femininity. Oh, please. Your tears only make me angry. I swear, Edgar, I'd rather be touched by your sister. Maybe an actual woman would know how to touch me properly. Why is that useless little cock of yours hard? I can see it making a tiny bump in your trousers. Are you thinking of our first night together? You are pathetic. I hope you remember our wedding nights well, because it is the only time I will allow your worthless little cock anywhere near me. I can barely think of that night without shuddering. Do you realize how miserably contemptible you looked, scissoring on top of me? I would have burst out laughing if I didn't worry that you'd start your insufferable sobbing. You may be a handsome man, Edgar, but by God, did you look hideous when you came. It's good that you squealed like a stuck pig when you orgasmed, because I didn't feel a thing. You are beyond unbearable. If I let you masturbate your tiny, inadequate worm. Truly, Edgar, it's an insult to real men everywhere you call that thing a cock. If I let you touch yourself, will you leave me alone? Will you stop these impotent attempts to seduce me? Stand up. Here. Look at my body. Look at this body that you'll never have and don't deserve. Go ahead. Take it out of your pants. No. Wait. Take off all your clothes. Yes, Edgar, strip naked. Ugh. Good Lord, your paleness offends me. How does a man become so repulsive? How can a handsome man evoke such revulsion in his wife? There. Pick up my dress from the floor. Now, put it on. Yes, Edgar, put on my dress while you touch yourself. I can't stand to look upon your lumpy body. Look at how well it fits you. You truly are a woman, aren't you? No, you may not take it out. Touch yourself through the fabric of my dress. Oh, do not worry about that. That dress is going direct into the fire after this. Does my body entice you, Edgar? Of course it does. It entices every man who looks up on it, especially Heathcliff. Oh, that wince. How you hate hearing his name. Look at me, Edgar. I want you to look into my eyes as I say this. I dream of Heathcliff. I've dreamed of him every night. I dreamed of his hands on me, roaming my naked body. This body that will never be yours. It will always be his. It will always be Heathcliff's. He makes me wet. I touch myself, thinking of him, while you sleep next to me. Isabella is the lucky one, Edgar. She gets to have Heathcliff's. My Heathcliff's. I wish I was her. I wish I were in that room with them on their wedding night. Undressing Heathcliff's slowly, taking in every inch of his hard body. I wish it were me, pulling his thick cock out of his trousers. Hear how bad I am. Listen to it, Edgar. Listen to how bad my Heathcliff's make me. Heathcliff's. I will take his cock in my mouth until he hit the back of my throat. I will choke on that cock. Your beautiful little cock will never do that to a woman. How does it feel, Edgar? How does it feel knowing that you'll never experience the desperate, needful look of a woman who can't breathe because she's taking your cock down her throat? Heathcliff's cock is the only cock I'd ever need. And late at night, when you suck your thumb in slumber and dream of flowers and breathing Isabella's hair, I come hard, thinking of Heathcliff's cock hitting the back of my throat. Oh, God! Heathcliff's! Heathcliff's! Do you hear me, Edgar? I love big cocks. They make my mouth water. I need a big cock. Something you'll never be able to give me. Watch my fingers disappear into my pussy. Hear this, Edgar. Hear me, husband. Are you listening? Heathcliff is my master. I would disgrace myself for him. I would let him fuck me like a come hard. Like he's doing to Isabella right now. How does that make you feel? You know full well his anger. He'll not go lightly on your pretty sister. I'd not be surprised if he blackens out that pretty face. Well, fist. I could experience that passion, but I am stuck with him, a pale woman child, caressing his cock, wearing his wife's dress. I wish I had married him. You laughable, if it please, take your hands up, move them away from your tiny cockland. You watch me as I come. Watch as I spill myself onto our bed. As I think of Heathcliff. My Heathcliff. Heathcliff, who is breathing your sister like a bitch. Would that he breathe me and make me his bitch? I will always be Heathcliff's bitch, Edgar. You'll never be as good as Heathcliff's. Oh my Heathcliff. Fuck your candy. Fuck your love. Oh Heathcliff. 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 Have you ever seen a woman orgasm so hard? Quiet. Of course you haven't. Move your hands, you witch. You may not finish. Come, you will sleep on this puddle I made on the bed.